WCBS reporter Marla Diamond spoke to Stacy Lynch. She's the co-owner of Stonewall Inn, who created the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative to create other safe spaces for the LGBTQ and non-binary communities.
I mean, I would argue that in mainstream sports in America, homophobia is still pretty rampant. Maybe not within the New York City Marathon, but in other sports, it absolutely is. So for me, it's been incredible to have conversations with brands, venues, restaurants, shops, stores to get them accredited. So this is the first major sporting event, but it won't be the last. So we're having conversations because I believe that if you're not a diversified organization that believes in equality and inclusion, you probably will not exist. I think the younger generation is really resilient and leading the way, saying this is what we want from our brands, this is what we want from our sports teams, this is what we want in our events. It has to be welcome and inclusive for everyone. So I would argue if you're not inclusive for everyone, adapt or die.
This is, you know, ground zero, obviously, for the gay rights movement.
Yep.
What does it mean to have your city's marathon as part of that history of the Stonewall Inn?
100%. I think it's incredible. It's incredible for the LGBTQ community to be recognized through the Stonewall Inn and the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative, the official nonprofit of the Stonewall Inn, by the New York City Marathon. It's almost overwhelming that when we picked and got the first sporting event, it was a marathon. The marathon, to me, is one of the most inclusive, already inclusive, even before they became certified, event probably in New York City in terms of sporting event. So it's incredible to work with Front Runners, to work with New York City Road Runners and the marathon to ensure that there's a place for everyone to run and to win.
And then talk a little bit about your history and why you felt it necessary to create this initiative.
Yeah, because we really talked to community members, and all across the country, 89% said they felt like there weren't enough safe spaces in their community. And I feel like there's kind of been one step forward, two steps back against us right now, and so we need to keep that fight going that started right here June 28, 1969, and it's super important to get those safe spaces out there for our community.
Stacy Lentz, co-owner of the Stonewall Inn with our Marla Diamond.